The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to get some great ideas for things to do this weekend. I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, the date idea, first of all. You and your beloved, where to go?
So, and the Spirit Circle in Belfast is a great place to check out if you're into cocktails. So they actually have two experiences on offer. This building is stunning. It was previously the National Bank, so it's on High Street. So the first experience is the Sensorium, and you'll try different cocktails across three floors of this building, and it'll ignite all of your senses, taste, even sound, and kind of get you into the habit of really tasting your drinks and looking for specific flavours. So a really, really interesting one to try. They also have an experience called Belfast by the Glass. If you're into history and storytelling, this is a great one for you. So they'll take you through all the stories of Belfast from when it first started, back when wolves roamed around the grounds of this lovely city.
So how much?
It's tickets are €49 per person. But
you're getting how many drinks?
Six cocktails for the Belfast by the Glass and four cocktails for the Sensorium, which I think is pretty good.
Okay, now if you're solo or with a bunch of friends, where to go?
Yes, so starting today, it's the Taste of Dublin, and this is a great festival for any foodies out there. And this year it's in a brand new location. So it previously was in the Ivy Gardens every year, and it's now being moved to Merrion Square.
Why?
I think it's to do with scale. I think they'll be having much more stalls this year. So that would be my reason, I think. I'm just about to head down there, so I'm really excited to check it out today. If you are going, it's a great place to learn skills from chefs, do cocktail masterclasses, transport yourself to a tapas bar in sunny Spain, because we definitely need to imagine the sun today, and also just find fellow foodies and try some great food.
And for the basic admission, how much?
It's €18 for tickets for admission.
That's just to get in the door. And
then... And then you pay your way at each stall.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there are various VIP packages that are on offer that you can get.
There's the Bingo Loco, which is €35 per person. And then the Haagen-Dazs VIP section. The VIP sections are good because you can skip the queue. There's a bag drop there and it's a separate area. So if you wanted to kind of actually sit down, it's a good one to book.
Now, if you're with family or friends, a bunch of people, where to go?
The Cork Midsummer Festival is on from the 12th until the 23rd of June. So this includes exhilarating theatre, dance and music, trailblazing ideas and joyful spectacle. So there's a show on this weekend that would be great for families. It's The Summer I Robbed a Bank. So this is David O'Doherty's award-winning book for children, and it will be brought to life in a colourful, moving and hilarious stage adaptation. So it's in the Everyman Theatre, and it's on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. It's €15 for tickets and €50 for a family of four. So there are two shows on Saturday and one show on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, and that's in the Everyman Theatre. €15 or €50 for a family of four?
Yeah.
Okay, there's the Dalkey Festival, the book festival, which I must mention
lovely.
As well. I'm involved in that. Now, a free event.
Yeah, I chose hiking this weekend. I know the weather is not great today, but hopefully the sun will peek through for Saturday and Sunday. So I just picked three of my favourite hikes across Ireland. The first one, my all-time favourite hike, is the Spink in Glendalough, a 9.5 kilometre loop trail. You'll get great views of the valley, truly epic views. You might see some fallow deer, flora, fauna, and it's boardwalk the whole way. So if you're like me and you don't have hiking boots, this is a great one. I recommend starting at the miners' village and doing the route that way.
Okay.
Next is Diamond Hill in Connemara. This is a 7 kilometre loop trail. It's moderately challenging and it'll take about 2.5 hours to complete. From the top, you'll have insane views of the Connemara National Park. And finally, if those hikes seem a little bit too challenging for you, a great one to try out is the Howth Cliff Walk, a long coastal walk with breathtaking views and lots of secret beaches along the way, which are great to kind of climb down to and have a little swim.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, I think, movement and agitation to get the Bray to Greystones walk open again.
I know. It's one of my favourites. Yeah. I really hope it does open again because it was just such a great one to do on the summer weekends.
Now, there are some new openings you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I've picked a few this weekend. So the first up is the Silk Purse on Nassau Street has just launched a pop-up with Korean-style toasties. So something a little different.
What's a Korean-style toastie?
They're brioche-based and they have Korean flavours. So they have toasties with egg and chicken and things like that, Korean fried chicken. So the sandwiches range between €10.50 and €14.50, and you can get wine by the glass for €7.50, which I think is pretty competitive. Next is Caribou, which is a bar that's just opened around the corner from here, actually. The same owners as popular bars Bonobo, Kodiak and Impala. So it's in the place that was previously PMAX, and it was dark in there, but they've had a total rejig and facelift and it's much brighter now, and great cocktails on offer here.
And a new hotel.
Yeah, I decided to put this in because I think a lot of people will be having friends or relatives travelling to Dublin over the summer months. And this one is right on the green at Stephen's Green. So it's called the Townhouse, and it's a few kind of boutique rooms. And every room is based and named after the statues in St. Stephen's Green Park. So you've got the Joyce, the Yeats, luxury style, 9 bedrooms and looking out on the park. So a great location and one to check out.
The Fusiliers, the Joyce, the Yeats. And the Ardilon, Lord Ardilon, one of the Guinness family, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so there you are. I passed by Cellar 22. Up to this, it's been a bar.
Yeah, so Cellar 22 is still operating. The hotel is just above it. So you can nip down for a few cocktails if you're staying in the hotel.
Very good. Aideen, thank you very much for joining us. Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.